Dismantling the demonstration. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. There's been little resistance in Canada, where truck drivers and their big rigs have started leaving the Ambassador Bridge. The span which connects Canada to the U.S. has been blocked for days by demonstrators opposed to COVID-19 mandates.
They're tired of being pushed around by incompetent people, being told what to do, being forced with the mandates. The mandates should have not happened.
Former President Donald Trump speaking to Fox and Friends Weekend. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau angered demonstrators when he referred to the group as fringe. More aggressive policing in Paris, where tear gas was fired at a handful of demonstrators who defied a police order by taking part in a vehicle protest. Officers who mobilized in advance issued hundreds of tickets. Demonstrators were protesting COVID-19 restrictions. Turning to the tension between Russia and Ukraine.
We're in the window when a Russian invasion can start at any time, if President Putin so decides.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, a phone call between President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin began last hour as Americans in Ukraine are being urged to leave. U.S. officials believe a potential Russian invasion could begin with aerial bombing and missile attacks.
A subsequent ground invasion would involve the onslaught of a massive force. With virtually no notice, communications to arrange a departure could be severed and commercial transit halted.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. More than 3,000 Americans died of COVID-19 yesterday. That's according to Johns Hopkins. There were more than 223,000 new infections. This as many states start loosening restrictions. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
You're not just imagining it. Prices at the grocery store and just about everywhere else are up.
Inflation soared over the past 12 months to a new 40-year high. The Labor Department says consumer prices jumped 7.5% last month compared to January of 2021, the steepest year-over-year increase since February of 1982. Fueled by shortages of supplies and workers, low interest rates, robust consumer spending, and more spending out of Washington, D.C. on COVID relief and that big infrastructure bill, inflation is costing Americans $250 a month, and that was before Thursday's hotter-than-expected report, wiping out any pay raises and forcing some shoppers to cut back.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. New York City subways don't appear to be getting any safer. The NYPD says it's looking for a man who attempted to rape a woman earlier this week in a moving train. Police are also investigating a stabbing that occurred shortly after midnight. The victim, who was stabbed in the arm, was hospitalized in stable condition. Violent crime in New York is also surging above ground.
Seven shootings on Thursday. That's more than double the daily average that we're seeing in New York City this year so far. Two people were killed in Brooklyn and Queens. And this particularly violent day comes a week after President Biden visited the city with and met with Mayor Eric Adams about combating the rising surge in gun violence, particularly trying to go after gun trafficking and getting illegal guns off of the streets.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Injuries in Barcelona, where a hotel went up in flames. Emergency officials say 9 people were hurt, 1 critically. At least one person jumped out of a third-floor window to escape after mattresses were piled on the sidewalk. The cause is under investigation. Pam Puso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.